This is Dolores, and I'm with... Can you tell me your name and why you're here?
I'm Jake Smage. I'm here with the Rivington Orchid Project, which is working with conservation with orchids in the Rwandan rainforest in Nyungwe. And so I'm here just to meet people and to commemorate the Rwandan genocide and show my respect for the Rwandan genocide. I also read a testimony today.
You did. It was rather beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I thought it was important that I voiced it as well as I possibly could to try and give the person their voice or let the person be heard.
Did you meet the person whose words you spoke?
Unfortunately not. No, I didn't when I was out there, but I've met other people with similar stories, and it's everyone's individual, and what they take from it is different. So it would be nice to meet them one day.
When you went to Rwanda with the orchid, you know, your orchid preservation, was the genocide on your mind, or was that something else? Did you not think about that while you were going over there?
I think it's important. It was something that we recognised, but I think it's important to look at Rwanda for more than just the genocide. I think Rwanda, as the ambassador said, has so much to offer the African community and the world in general, that it's important to look at it for stuff like the orchids and its natural biodiversity and the tourism opportunities and the development and the economic achievements that have come about since the genocide. And I think that was what really was on the foremost of our minds once we'd seen the country and what people were doing.
What is the country like?
It's an amazing country. It's beautiful and it's vibrant and it's colourful, and the people are always welcoming, and kind of regardless of where you are, it's very easy to talk to people and make friends, and you get children of all ages, or children and adults of all ages, talking to you and telling you about their lives, and you can tell them about yours, and it's a beautiful country. It's so welcoming. And
while you were there, I mean, because the way you sound, it sounds so beautiful and everyone's, very friendly. I mean, would you have ever imagined that there could have been a genocide when you met people like that?
I think it's hard to imagine the genocide, and I think that's a very good thing because it shows they've moved on and they've recovered. And whilst they need to remember it, and they do very well, I think they're looking at other things and setting their sights on different things and the future rather than looking to the past.
Thank you so much. It's a lovely testimony to Rwanda. Will you go back there? Are you going back?
Definitely. I don't know when I'm going back, but I know sometime in my life I will.
How lovely. Thank you so much.
Yeah, nice to meet you too.